The truth is, I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ is one of the greatest mission fields in America today. That there is more going on in the church that is not pleasing to God than there has been at any other time. And we are going to have to be salt and light in the local church as much as we are in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tonight we're going to talk about the body. This is the last of our series on the God First Life. And we've talked about the body as far as us taking care of the temple of the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the body as far as us respecting each other and how we should care for each other. And now we're going to talk about the body of Christ, which is the local church. And the scriptures have a lot to say about the local church, and it has a whole lot to say about Christians being associated with the local church. And ladies, I'm going to tell you that the local church is the picture of Jesus Christ. It is the blood-bought church of the redeemed, and it is where not perfect people go. How many of you have heard somebody say, oh, I'm not going to church, there's too many hypocrites there? Well, I've got to tell you something. The church is not a gathering of perfect people. It's a gathering for people who need help and healing from the great physician. It is a church that Jesus Christ should be a place where people can go and they can get Jesus Christ in a powerful way for everything that they need in their lives. And our churches have got to become places of healing. And I really want everybody here to leave here tonight recognizing that the local church is the only way that God has chosen to use the organization. And yes, it is an organization, but it's more than an organization. Scripture says that the local church is an organism. It is a living thing. And it is what God has planted in every single community to bring believers together, to help each other out, and then to get the gospel out. Mm-hmm. Okay? It is so significant that we understand that the local church is very, very important. But, you know, the local church has lost their way. We get local churches competing for the best place to be, much like you're getting Boscov's and Macy's competing to get shoppers. And that is not at all the way God designed the local church. It is not a place where you go because it's the best place for you. I've heard so many people say, I don't get anything out of that church service. Well, you're not supposed to. If you'd go and you do what you're going to do, God says that you will receive abundantly. But if you're going to receive abundantly, you got it all backwards. We are to, according to Scripture, we are to go to worship God. Every praise belongs to God. And after that, we're supposed to serve. And when you do that, you're going to get so much out of the church that you are going to be connected. And in you, I'm going to show you in Scripture where that connection brings power into your life, into your daily life. It is a layer of protection that the Scripture says that we have when we get involved with the local church. Now, I'm going to give this full disclosure. I'm a preacher's kid. So I grew up with the local church. But I'm also going to tell you that Scripture teaches the local church is where you will be protected. And it is very interesting. You can be a Christian and not go to church. That is true. And going to church won't make you a Christian. We've all heard it said, going to church isn't going to make you a Christian any more than standing in your garage is going to make you a car. Okay? Going to church does not make you a Christian. However, if you are a Christian who is a vibrant part of the body of Christ, and you are doing what Scripture has asked you to do, you are going to be looking for opportunities that you can serve and worship Jesus Christ. And several times in Scripture, when it uses the word church, that definition is a congregation of believers coming together and assembling. It's not talking about the body floundering all over. It is coming together, and we're going to talk about that. There's an advertisement in the paper for the church of what's happening now. The church of what's happening now is inviting you to join us. Come at your convenience. Services are at all times on Saturday and Sunday to keep from interfering with your life. If that still crunches your style, you can listen to us on podcast or go to www.whatshappeningnow.com. Music is sure to entertain. We choose peppy tunes with words that make you feel great about who you are. Get all you need in a 15-minute talk, developed especially to build your self-esteem and your self-worth. Finally, this month, we are offering a special. Get two blessings for one tithe. Bring your friends. They won't want to miss out on this special offer. However, if you and your friends cannot find the time or have the desire to attend, you can always give at www.whatshappeningnow. For more information or directions or service time, please call 1-800-ABOUT-ME. That's 1-800-226-8863. It's all about me. This week's sermon, fitting Jesus into our busy lives. You know, unfortunately, that's not real far from the truth. There is humor there, but we have taken church and we have made it equal to everything else in our lives. And Jesus in Scripture tells us something very important, that the church is His body, and every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord, every praise is to our God. And our first priority needs to be connecting with the local church. Now, I want you to go to Colossians 1:18. Colossians 1:18. It says, and He, this is Christ, is the head of the body, the church. Now that word church there is ecclesia, which means the congregation, those called to assemble. He is the head of the church, the congregation, those called to assemble. So when you get to church on Sunday morning, Jesus Christ, now am I on?
Yeah.
All right. Jesus Christ is the head of the local church. That's the congregation. That is those who are called to assemble. He is the head of the church. And if you're going to a church that does not preach Jesus Christ, you need to leave that church. Jesus Christ supreme. It is not Jesus and me. It's Jesus only. Now, we get caught up in this Jesus and me mentality, and that is not scripture at all. Christ is the head of the church. And that is so important that we understand that. I want you to go to Acts 20:28. This is a significant verse here. And again, this is the same word used for church. This is so powerful. You have to understand this. When you walk into a local congregation, please understand you are walking into a congregation that is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. That is so powerful. Verse 28, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. There's a picture of the local church. Okay? Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Look, that's powerful. That is powerful. You see, do I have a problem with giving online? Absolutely. I think it is one of the most horrible things that the church has done, because we have equated giving online to paying our mortgage. We have equated the offering, which we're gonna, that's gonna be our next study, is talking about finances. And your offering is sacred. It is sacred, and when you bring that, it is an act of worship. Every word of worship in one accord. And please understand that when it's more than paying an obligation, this is your spiritual act of worship. And when you carry it in, now listen, this is so significant that you understand this. When you carry your offering into the local church, it is covered with the blood of Christ. Do you understand the importance of that? Don't send it. Take it. You see, the church of Jesus Christ, the local church, the flock that you are asked to oversee or attend, is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. That is so significant. And we have made everything about worship a convenience to us. And we've made us the reason that we worship instead of God. Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
All right. I want you to go to Colossians 1:24. I really feel that if we can grasp this idea of what Scripture is saying about the church, it's going to change so many lives here, because we are going to understand that that is a time of worship. God established to set aside a time to worship. Now, is our lives every day to be days of worship? Is everything we do to be worship to God? Absolutely. But is there supposed to be a time when we all come together and corporately worship? Yes, Scripture teaches that. Colossians 1:24. Now I rejoice in what I suffered for you, and I fill up my flesh with what is still lacking in regards to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, which is the church. The body of Christ is the church. The body of Christ is the church. Now, what does the body of Christ do? Do we go there to be entertained? Do we go there for all the lights and the bells and the whistles? Do we go there for the best music? Do we go there for to make us feel good? No. All of those are wonderful things. And you know what? If that happens, that I'm not saying that is a bad thing, but I'm saying that should not be the primary focus of why you go to church. Right. Scripture teaches very clearly that we go to church to worship God first and to serve others second. And when we do that, you know you're going to walk away with tremendous blessing. But if you're going to look for the blessing, you're going to be going to a lot of different churches, because it won't take long until they no longer bless you and you're going to be off to the next church. And you're going to be waiting for it to bless you, and then you'll be off to the next church. And that is not at all what Christ has established. I want you to go to Romans chapter 12. Here's a small picture of what we are to be doing in the body of Christ. Let's start with verse 4. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Do you know that I belong to you?
Yeah.
And you belong to me? Look to the person beside you and say, I belong to you. Right. You see, we are one body here and Christ is the head. Okay? That is a picture of the church. And all of us have different functions. But the functions are not supposed to be just for myself. The functions are to be to help everybody else in the church. You see, if my leg decides that it wants to go to bed and the rest of my body needs to get some work done, I'm in trouble. I cannot walk on one leg. Yes. If my eyes want to look at something and my neck is saying, I want to go over here and look, I'm going to have a problem. I don't have eyes in the back of my head. We all have to work with each other. That's what the picture of the body of Christ looks like. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes. But you see, that's what happens inside the church. And the church was bought with the blood of Christ. Now, this is very significant. I listed areas here where it talks about the local church on your paper for you to look up. I want all of you to recognize that over and over and over again, the Bible speaks about the local church. But what I really want to have you look at is Matthew 16. Please understand, you are bought with the blood of Christ. How many can say that? How many know the church was bought with the blood of Christ? Okay, we just read that. We just read that in Acts 20. You were bought with the blood of Christ. Your church was bought with the blood of Christ. Your church has the blood of Christ over it. Your church should be worshiping and magnifying the name of Jesus Christ. That is what the church does. I want you to go to Matthew 16. When you have Matthew 16, say amen.
Amen.
Now listen. I tell you, Peter. Now there's a whole Bible study and they're going from Simon to Peter. But Simon means little pebble and Peter means large rock. Okay, so when Peter recognized that Jesus Christ was Lord, he went from an insignificant person to a great man in one sentence. But look what God says. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Every one of you should be saying amen right now. Listen, when you are part of the church, the gates of hell cannot defeat you. You are already victorious. Do you understand that? Every problem you have, the gates of hell cannot come against it. Ladies, that is what happens when you walk into the blood-bought church of Jesus Christ. Now he goes on to say something even more significant. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Look. Jesus established the church. And then he said to the church, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now that scares a lot of people, but I'm telling you what, that is significant. When you have the keys to the kingdom of heaven, because he goes on to say, what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, because of the church of Jesus Christ. You need to lose favor on your children, you lose favor. You need to lose victory, you lose victory. You need to lose peace, you lose peace. And you know what? All of heaven will back that up. And you need to bind Satan, and heaven will back that up. And you need to bind debt, and heaven will back that up. And you need to bind sickness, and heaven will back that up. That is what happens with you when you are involved with the Church of Jesus Christ. Listen. Listen, this is so significant. We are powerful. Every one of us has the keys to the kingdom. And what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We are the blood-bought church of the redeemed. Amen?
Amen.